Good afternoon this week. Excuse me. This week is Parshas Shalach. I apologize for the last-minute cancellation last week to the last minutes of Avaya of Rav Dovid Kamenetsky, Zichrono Livracha. And our learning this week, as Shiva ended this morning, should be Be'iloi Nishmasam. So the beginning of the Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu sends people out, Shalach Lecha and Hashem. And Kadosh Baruch Hu tells them you're sending them out because you want to send them out. Didn't really sign off on the mission, but said, if that's what you want to do, I'm not going to stop you. L'daitcha, you can go ahead and you can do it. So Rashi comments, the Torah says, Kulam Anoshim, Rashi Bnei Yisrael Hemu. They all were Anoshim. What is Anoshim? And of course, they're all people. So Anoshim, Rashi tells us, is a Lashon of Chashivos. It's a language of importance. They were all important people. But Rashi takes it a step farther and says, okay, important people is one thing, but beyond important people, Osa Shak Sherim Hayu. They were good people. They were proper people. There was nothing wrong. There was nothing that Moshe Rabbeinu should have suspected that this was necessarily going to be a bad idea to send these people. These were good, upstanding, proper people. And the problem that many point out is that Rashi later on quotes on the pasuk of Vayelchu Vayavod, the Gemara in Sota says, they went and they returned. So the Gemara comments that again, as Rashi says, Lahakish halichasan biyasan. It's to draw a parallel between their leaving on their mission and their returning. Ma biyasan be'etzara, af halichasan be'etzara. Just like they returned from the trip with a bad idea, so too they left with it initially. So what does that seem to say? If they're going to go initially, having in mind to bring bad reports and to, you know, do something that would be negative for Klal Yisrael, how can we say that they're ksherim? Seems to be a contradiction. Seems to be on the one hand, Anashim, they're considered to be chashuvim, and yet we are saying that they plotted this from the beginning. And you see it also, when Moshe Rabbeinu is davening for Yehoshua, so that Hashem should save you from the Atzas HaMaraglim. So again, that even compounds it a little further, which maybe we won't get into, of if Moshe Rabbeinu knew that there was potential for things to go wrong, why'd he even send them? But certainly it seems to be there was some inkling that these people went with the wrong intention. So what exactly is going on here? So the Stipler in his Berchas Peretz suggests this following, a nice answer that truly explains both sides of the issue. They were proper people. Kulam Anashim. They were Nesim. They were the great ones. They were at the top. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu appointed. However, once they were appointed for this specific task, they are going to be the first ones that can think about it. They are going to be the first Jews going back to Eretz Yisrael after the time that Yaakov Avinu left. Yes, they're not going to stay, but to have that zechus, to have the ones that everybody's going to be relying on, that's a very, very special merit. And unfortunately, it went to their heads. And they became a little bit proud, and they became a little bit of Balei Gaiva. Because they thought that they're not only going to be the first ones in, but they are going to be the ones to decide through their eyes, through their lens, through their perception, should we go or should we not go? Is this a worthwhile endeavor or is this not a worthwhile endeavor? They were going to be those deciders. That is quite a task that they had. But that's not what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted from them. He didn't want them to decide anything. But at the time of the Minoy, it went to their heads. So they were ksherim when they were appointed. After they were appointed, before they even left, they already had the gaiva went to their heads, and they already started with a bad idea. And what was their bad idea? So again, there are different interpretations. There are different interpretations about how to understand that. Whether they thought that they didn't want to lose their positions, or they thought that Neso wouldn't succeed in Eretz Yisrael. Whatever it is that their Eitzel was, the point is that there's no contradiction anymore. The fact that they were Ksherim when they were appointed does not necessarily mean that when they went out on their mission, day one, within that immediately, something changed. And when they were through their Gaiva, when they thought that it was about them, and no longer about the mission, no longer about the Jewish people, no longer about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, That was the beginning of their demise. And that's an important lesson, because there are times in which we let things go to our head, and we have to take a step back and realize, we said in last week's parsha, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the anav. In terms of the episode of Miriam, we highlight the anivus, the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's really a task and a challenge that we all have. That no matter what successes we may have, not to let them go to our heads, not to realize that it's not kochi v'otzim yodi l'osi l'sachai ozer. It's not me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me brachos, and it's my job. It's my responsibility. It's my task to do what I'm supposed to do, and to make sure that I succeed at. To make sure that I succeeded at whatever it is that is my responsibility. For these people, it was their responsibility to go ahead and to do this mission. It wasn't that they were supposed to decide anything. They were given the opportunity, and unfortunately, when it went to their head, they lost out. And that was the Eitzah Ra that started out with the Meraglim. There's another interesting point which relates to something that I had wanted to mention last week, and unfortunately, I couldn't mention. But we know that Miriam, at the end of last week's parasha, Miriam was punished. And we'll connect to this week's parasha. Miriam was punished for the Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu. And it says that the entire nation had to wait a week. Why did the entire nation have to wait a week from her? So Rashi quotes from Chazal, from the Gemara Maseches Sota, that Miriam had waited for Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Miriam waited for Moshe Rabbeinu when his mother put him into the basket, and to make sure that everything was okay. So Klal Yisrael waited the entire week. How does that math work out? What exactly is going on there? So Tosfos suggests that it was actually a very small amount of time that Miriam waited. Miriam waited maybe 15 to 20 minutes. Wow, it's unbelievable. For waiting 15 to 20 minutes, the whole Klal Yisrael waits a week? So he says that's the nature of Midah Tova. Midah Tova, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards for good deeds, he does it even 500 times, he does it many, many more times than what it is. As opposed to Midah Ra, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do that. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes, he doesn't do it at that magnitude. But when Hashem rewards us, he does it at these great, exponentially greater amounts of time. And that's what Tosfos says, Maseches Sota and Daf Yud Aleph. But Tosfos asks a question. Tosfos doesn't understand Avakasha V'habemeraglin Nifra Mehem Yom L'Shana Yom L'Shana. So Tosfos says, but what about this week's parsha? What happened to this week's parsha? The Meraglim come back with their bad report, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that because they had gone out for 40 days and they had came back with a bad report, for every day that they went out, they're going to be a year in the Midbar. So 40 years, Yom L'Shana, Yom L'Shana. So Tosfos says, I don't understand. That's many, many, many more times than days that they sinned. They only went for 40 days. So how come for 40 days they have to wait 40 years? It doesn't make sense. It seems to violate this principle. For me, the Tova, maybe it should be so much to reward, but to punish? Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish so much? How could it be that for each day, it's 365 times in the punishment? So I saw from the Ksava Kabbalah, he suggested beautifully, that the real punishment, in terms of when the punishment was meted out, was when they died. And they were told that during the 40 years that they're in the Midbar, they're not ready to go in right now. That wasn't the punishment per se. The punishment was that these people, and again, that was part of the punishment, obviously, but again, these people were not going to be allowed. This generation was not going to enter Eretz Yisrael. So he suggests that it says Yom L'Shana, Yom L'Shana, right? It doesn't say Shana L'Yom. If it said Shana L'Yom, a year for a day, that would mean that for every day that they went, there was a year, right? Shana L'Yom, a year for each day. But it doesn't say that. It says Yom L'Shana. It says a day for the year. So he suggests, what does that mean? So the Ksav HaKabbal suggests that it's Yom L'Shana, is that it's one day a year. It's one day a year. That the punishment was for 40 Tisha B'Avs. 40 Tisha B'Avs, on those Tisha B'Avs, that's when the punishment would be meted out. Each year on Tisha B'Av, people would die as a result of the sin, until the Gemara describes the joy of that last Tisha B'Av when they dug their own graves and they emerged because the punishment had been completed. So he suggests that's it. It's the Yom L'Shana is only one day a year that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished, and the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that case is exact. Again, he sees it from the diktat, but also provides this rule. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do good for us. We give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the opportunities. Hopefully, if we find opportunities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can reward us and can shower us with those brachos, that's really what he wants. That's really what he desires from Klal Yisrael, and that hopefully will bring him that nachas, that we don't let the gaiva go to our heads, that we realize that all of our brachos come from him, and that merit HaKadosh Baruch Hu will continue to shower brachos upon Klal Yisrael. Have a wonderful Shabbos.